Around 25 centimeters of snow fell on the Tri-Cities between Monday night, December 19, and Tuesday morning, December 20, depending on where you live. As a result, city crews in each municipality worked through the night to clear priority routes, but are still continuing to do so. The snow never stopped falling and led to rapid accumulation on almost every major roadway and sidewalk. City officials in Coquitlam, and Port Moody are asking local residents to remain patient as snowplows work to clear the roads as quickly as possible. Until then, if possible, communities are encouraged to stay home so the job can get done sooner than later. Each Tri-City community has established priority routes during a snowfall event mandated in snow and ice removal policies. And while residents are waiting for roads to clear, officials are asking everyone to break out the shovels for the benefit of neighbors, friends and family. Snow angels are being called upon to help clear sidewalks and driveways, especially for older and vulnerable members of the community. In Coquitlam, you can sign up and volunteer to be a snow angel by visiting the city's website. Here's a reminder of the order of which roads are getting cleared and salted first before your neighborhood streets. Priority 1, Coquitlam, Collector, arterial and emergency and bus routes that connect major sections of the community. This is to maintain accessibility for emergency and transit vehicles. Port Coquitlam, arterial roads and main routes, steep hills and school zones, along steep hills. Port Moody, major routes that allow movement for emergency and transit vehicles to get across the city and connect with regional roads and highways. Priority 2, Coquitlam, non-arterial, safe travel and collector routes that provide access to school sites and community care facilities, as well as subzones that contain a high percentage of local roads, may be advanced or delayed due to event intensity, severity or duration. Port Coquitlam, bus routes, school zones, flat areas, and collector roads. Port Moody, collector routes more than 200 meters long and connect to priority 3 routes. Can also be routes that access neighborhood local roads and key infrastructure, like water reservoirs, water pump stations and sewer lift stations. Priority 3, Coquitlam, all remaining routes that maintain safe travel routes and accessibility for vehicles may be advanced or delayed depending on weather events intensity, severity or duration. Port Coquitlam, residential streets leading to subdivisions and industrial side streets. Port Moody, all other local roads that connect to priority 2 routes. These roads are serviced during normal weekday business hours, unless special circumstances require an immediate response.